ברשות הלכי כולל, את השם. ברשות הלבונים, בזאת השם החשובים. So, now be honest, the title was supposed to be negative views, negative reviews, and negative view, but then I said, if the whole point is not to be negative, so let's change it to positive. Positive views, positive reviews, and positive view. I don't know if you associated with the parasha, Bezrat Hashem, but it's really related with this week's parasha, Shlach Lecha Anashim, with the Meragnim, the story with the Meragnim. And last week we had the honor to have with us in the Sephardi Shul, Rabbi Yagen. Rabbi Yagen has a very good question. I love the question, it's a very important question. The Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, the Tzadichet, the Gemara there talks about there is a Moraim that they say, Yeite Veloach Mineh. I want Mashiach to come, but I don't want to see. I don't want to be in that generation when Mashiach comes. And then another one says, I want to be there. I hope I'm going to be from the Zakai. But then, you might ask to the Amoraim that says, I don't want to see Mashiach because, you know, whatever is going to be there is so difficult. So, one second, Be'atanya, we learn, Rabbi Elazar, the Talmidim asked Rabbi Elazar, that what? Maya Aseh Adam Binatzeh Mehevlo Shem Mashiach. What a person is supposed to do to save himself from the pain of whatever pain is going to be before Mashiach comes. So the Belazar answer, Ya'asok b'Torah u'b'gmulut hasadim. He should be osek b'Torah, for learning, sit and learn Torah and be osek b'Torah, and do gmulut hasadim. And the question is obvious. It's not a difficult question. It's like, that's the Chiddush. You know, I thought you were going to say a segula, you know, from the Rashash or the Arizal, like a something. Ya'asok b'Torah u'b'gmulut hasadim. We're supposed to anyway. You know, the Ashkenazim, they have to say in the Birkus Hashah, in Birkus Torah, they have to say, La'asok v'divrei Torah. So, that's what anyways we are all doing. So what's the Bir Azal saying? No, you want to save yourself from the Chevrei HaMashiach? Be Osek v'Torah. That's what everyone is doing every single day. We say Bracha for it. So what's going on? So he wanted to answer in a beautiful way. He said that Rabbeinu Yonah, Mishalei Tshuva, when he talks about the Kad Mesaper Lashon Hara, he says in the letter Resh Tet, he says the following. He says, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, V'larasha amar Elokim alecha lesaper chukai, v'tisa b'riti alef v'icha. Hashem tells the Rasha, why are you talking my chukim? Why are you speaking about my Torah? I don't want you to talk about my Torah. I don't want your Torah. So he says, and he brings one more pesukim, because he says, "Picha shalachta b'ra'a," you start talking bad. Teshev be'achicha b'daber, you're gonna end, you talk about your relatives. Hineh lamata mizeh, says Rabbeinu Yonah, ki ena Torah megina al baal lashon hara. That the Torah that a person learns, if a person is a baal lashon hara, if a person is a person that talks lashon hara, the Torah is not going to protect the person. It's not going to do it. Vechi enam ruim la'asok b'Torah. And also, you see that a person that speaks Lashon Hara is not Ra'ui to be Osek b'Torah. Why? Because Hashem tells the Rasha, Lama lecha lecha lesaper chukai? Why are you talking about my Torah? I don't want you to do that. If you're going to be talking about your brothers, I don't want you to learn Torah. And not only that, the zechut of the Torah is not going to protect you. Things that from Doeg, kemen shesiper Lashon Hara, afilu chokhmato, all his Torah, lo amda lo, velo yigena alav. And he asks, but one second, we know the rule, Avera mechava mitzvah, ve'en avera mechava Torah. So, I'm learning Torah, so Averot could be mechava any mitzvah I did. But never any Torah that I learn, and Avera is not going to take it away from me. But says the Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a halacha book, it's a halacha sefer, that's how the Chafetz Chaim relate to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a halacha sefer. So he says, that Gemara that says Avera lo mechava Torah, it's only a laover Avera derech mikre. If a person does not care about the Lashon Hara, the Torah is going to be kava. He's going to be off and he's going to lose the sechut of the Torah he learns. So that's why it might be that Belazar is trying to tell the Talmidim, Ya'asku b'Torah, you're going to ask, but we all say La'asok b'Divrei Torah, we're all learning Torah. Yes, but make sure that we don't have Lashon Hara. Make sure that we don't have this idea to be talking about someone else, the negative side that we see on the people. And that's the connection this week's parasha. Beautifully, Ve'alotecha finish with Ma'aseh Miriam, and it starts with the Shlach Lecha Anashim, We start with the Meraglim, they go to the land, they come back, the Pasuk says, they start talking about whatever, they start saying what they see, whatever the reviews of what the view was. And we have to understand what's Lashon Hara so bad about it. Why is it so bad? Speak Lashon Hara, no, one here, sleep over here, over there. It's so bad that even I lose my zechut of my Torah. What's so bad? Maybe let's try to analyze together. This comes from Rav Shimshon Pinkus, that he says a beautiful mahalach. He says, Lashon Hara, if you see, they say as follows. Eretz ochelet yosheveh ahi, Rashi explains, בכל מקום שעברנו, any place we went, מצאנו קוברי מתים. We saw people that they were going to לוויות, left and right, everyone is dying over there. They were burying everybody over there. And that's one of the things that they talk about. As you said, this, look at this land, it's so hard, so difficult to live over there. They are strong and they're still dying. It's not the place for us to live. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu עשה לטובה. Hashem did it for the benefit. כדי לטעודם באבלם, that they should be busy with their avelut, ולא ייתנו לב לאלו, and they wouldn't put attention, there is some people here meragalim, and find out, and לא עלינו kill them or do something to them. Everything was done in a way, that is really for their benefit, but they are saying, look how bad this land is. It's killing people, we're not going to survive over there, it's not good for us. When we find the Gemara, who is the biggest Lashon Hara speaker, right? The Gemara Masechet Megillah says that Leik Amarovo, Leika de Yada Lish Nabisha ke Haman. There is no better Lashon Hara talker than Haman Rasha. And the Gemara goes to explain what was Haman's arguments to convince Achashverosh that he should get rid of all the Jews. And one of the lines over there is VeLaMelech En Shoveh LeHanicham, the king should not keep these people. Why? Why he shouldn't keep it? So one of the Amosim, they don't work. They always shehi pei. They're going saying Shabbat Hayom. We cannot work. We have Shabbat. We have Yom Tov. We have Pesach coming. We have Shavuot coming. Purim. No work every day. They don't keep the work. They're not working it, and it's not productive for our nation. And also, you shouldn't keep it. They don't give you kavod. Why? Because, you know, they're drinking wine. If a bug, a fly goes in the wine, they just take it like this. It's disgusting. They take it out and they drink it. If you, the king, were going to touch the cup, they will put it in the floor and not drink it. So it's disgusting what they do. Look, they don't care about you. You should get destroyed. So now Haman, really, he says something totally right. Right? We always share, you pay, we always Shabbat Hayom, Pesach Hayom, we're not working, Shechol HaMoed, what it is. And also it's true, we don't drink the wine that it was touched by a non-Jew. We don't drink it. So it's a beauty for Am Yisrael. That could be the reason why we lift the cup. We lift the cup to show this halakha that we don't mix with the goyim is Masha Amdal Avotenu, that's the sechut. So for us, it's the biggest beautiful way to define how loyal we are to our religion, our faith. But Haman HaRasha is using the same exact good aspect from Am Yisrael and turning it into bad and using it against someone. And that's the essence of the Lashon Hara. The essence of Lashon Hara is to what? To take something. That is true. It's 100% true. But you're taking it in the negative light and hurting someone else. And it's not only to someone else, we hurt also ourselves. The Lashon Hara is basically, in the life, everything is ma'alot and chesronot. There is good things, there is not so good things. You can find chesronot in everything, and sometimes the halakha says you have to consider this chesronot, and not to say, I'm going to see, you know, like, I'm going to be a little bit literal, you know, and now I'm going to see everything in a positive light. Listen, sometimes you have to make decisions and you have to analyze. But really what the Torah says to do, it's get away from Lashon Hara. Not only the Lashon Hara itself, it's just the fact that you're focusing in the negative side of the whatever idea that you have in front of yourself. And there's a famous Chavot HaLevavot, Sha'al HaKenya. It's a mashal that he brings, the Sha'alu Echad Min HaChachamim, One of the Chamim was asked, how you became so great? And he said, I never pagati be'adam, like I never encounter with a person and never find him that is less than me. I always find that he was better than me, greater than me. How is that possible? And he goes and he says, if that person was Yoter Chacham in Torah, right? Hayiti omer, he have more Yirat Shamayim, he learns more. He have more Yirat Shamayim than I have less than him. You know, he learns better. So I have less Yirat Shamayim than him, so he's better than me. Then, im katol mimeni b'chokma, if he knows less of Torah than I have, omer cheshbono yekal, he will have easy the job in the Betin Shalmal. Why? He knew less. By knowing less, all your mistakes are shogeg. When you know more, mistakes that a person makes are mezid. So he's better. He's in better position than I have in Olam Haba. I know more. I have more responsibility. He is easier. Shogeg. It's less of a problem. And he goes on, and if he's gadol b'meni b'yamim, if he lives more than me, he's older than I am, so he probably have more mitzvot than I do, because he has more days in this world, he's doing more mitzvot than I do. So everything, he goes in a list, how his friend that he just encountered in the street is better than him. So here is interesting, because he's talking about being a humble man. The way to be humble is a person that sees everyone else better than him. But really, it's interesting. You could also be an arrogant, you could be a Baal Gava, and find that this person is Kenyan and not so good, that person knows better, but I'm better than him. And really, everything in life, you have the good side of the coin and the bad side, and it's all about where your focus go. You can see, I see the Shem Hashem backwards, but you guys see it the right way. It's all when I'm standing, what I decide to look, that's how the things work in this world. There's always something good and something bad in everything. Even in the worst things, there's something good. And even in the best things, there's some sort of negativity that we could see it. And that's the problem with the Lashon Hara is that a person that decides that he's going and take the Lashon Hara, talks about someone in a negative way, the derogatory way, he's deciding that he's focusing in the bad of the person and he's making out of a true, but taking it the bad, you could find something better to say. You can say something much good about him, but you decide to take the bad, that's terrible, that's horrible. That could have blocked a person's Torah to be saved from the pain of Mashiach. There is another Chovot HaLevavot, someone on our shul, he wrote all the Mashalim of the Chovot HaLevavot. I wanted to put the Sefer outside. It's all the Mashalim of the Chovot HaLevavot in a beautiful, beautiful way. Another Chovot HaLevavot that says the following. There was a Chacham, he talks over here about a person that wants to be humble. He has to talk good about the people, and also Ladunam Lizchut, always give the favor of the doubt to them. The Shelo Lesaper Bignutam. Do not talk bad about them. Don't talk negative things about people. Just don't say those things about people. And he brings the Mashal about the man, a rabbi with his talmidim, that they were walking and they saw a dead dog. And the dead dog, you know, it smells. It has been many days over there, and it's been very bad. And the talmidim said, oof, it smells so bad, this skeleton. And the rabbi said, I only see this wonderful kamal lavanim shineha, how white the tooth of the dog are. So what's the lesson? Says the Chovot HaLevavot. Aita kavanato lochicham. The kavanah of this rabbi to his talmidim, yeah, it's a dead dog and it smells terrible, but look at it, they have white teeth. You could see something. Aita kavanato lochicham, shelo yelamedu leshonam ledaber ra. Do not train yourself to talk bad. Ve'yashuv lahem teva. Because when you talk bad, it becomes a nature by you that you see the bad. V'chen, and also he teaches them by saying, look at the white teeth. Ke'yelamedu leshonam ledaber tov. Talk the good parts of the dead animal that you see over there that is smelly and disgusting. Yashuv lahem teva kavua. When you talk good and you look at the good, it's going to become your teva to see the good and be good. That's the way we train ourselves. So Lashon Hara is not only of course, you have Pnei Lechafetz Chaim, and we have to know that the Lashon Hara is a big avon. But it's not just the avon, isn't it? It's the nature that we become, we change. By our views change, our views will change, and ourselves, we will change, and we're going to see things negative. And this is probably one of the yetzerot in our generation, and more so in, I would say, at least in my experience for myself, that sometimes we're so addicted to negativity. It's like a whatever you see, oh, that's something that I don't like. And it happens until the point that I believe many, many people could become Gdolei Israel, but because they've decided to focus in what is the ra, whatever that aspect that is negative in their life. Let's say a person is learning Tuzdarim, trying to understand a pshat in the Tosfot, and he was not successful. And then he goes home, and he's all broken and depressed. Oh, I'm not good learning. I'm not good learning. Look, I couldn't find out the pshat, what it is. And guess what? You could see it like, listen, you're such a loser. You couldn't find what the pshat it is. But in the other hand, you could celebrate. I mean, Kalechaim, that you were spending Tuzdarim focus to try to get out something to understand the Tosfot. But instead, a person turns it, look at the negative, you're not good learning, I'm going to do something else. And it happens in every single area of life, learning, mitzvot, shalom bayit, chinuch, everything. I'm going to tell you just a short story. One time, I have the zechut sometimes to spend time with talking to people with the problems. And a man comes, and he wants to talk to me. I go to his car, we start talking, he's telling me all his problems, and it was that he got a car, new car. I asked him, what happened to your car? It was someone that crashed. New car. So he was, Rabbi, you don't understand. My week is going crazy. It's like everything is upside down. My car, look what happened to my car. And also then I go to my house, and my daughter fell, and she fell with the head to the floor. The head, and then the body. So that's something super dangerous. So I played, you know, like the Arizal. So I said, you know what? Now you understand. Unbelievable, you should make a lechaim. So he said, well, lechaim for what? So you don't understand what happened. I told him like that. Duke, Hashem knew that your daughter is going to fall. And Hashem, before that happened, he gave you a big crash in your new car. So then you are okay and your daughter is totally fine. Totally fine. So he was so happy. Oh, you changed my life. I don't know if I'm right or am I wrong. But Rabotai, if you work your life this way, you're going to be more happy. You're going to change. We're going to change. We're going to see things different. And it's just, I just say, Sigulot, I'm Sparadi. You know? And also, I don't say at one time, Toby, that we have my brother, we went to see him when he was in Miami. He told us, you should learn Sefer Shomer Emunim. And I realized how much he talks about the Baal Shem Tov and everything. So Toldot Yaakov Yosef, bring a Sigulot. When a person is going through something difficult in his life, he should find, in the deal, you should find the Chesed. You should find something good. Whatever it is that you're going through, find something that is good in it, focus on it, and because you focus on the chesed, all the din is going to be matok, it's going to be turned into chesed, and it's going to go away. That's the way. So we should know about that. The Lashon Hara, this meraglim they were speaking, is obviously it's a big avon to speak Lashon Hara, but Eretz Israel, or a rock, or whatever it is, it's still a avon, but what's the biggest problem it is? That it becomes an nature by us. If we start seeing only the negative and talking about the negative, we're going to see everything negative and our life will be so miserable. So instead, Rabotai, our job is to what? To make a teva. To what? To look at the good, talk at the good. I don't say that you always should know. It's always everything good. There is situations that you could talk and you could analyze things and see what it is with the eyes. But really, in our life, everything, we should see only at the good and that will change ourselves and we will be so happy. And Bezat Hashem, it will help us to what? To fulfill the Torah and mitzvot the way Hashem wants, we should be zocheh that we are nitzal michalei Mashiach and su Mashiach tzikel merah benu velkom. Amen.